Welcome to our 22nd Sunday of the Pentecost Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. October 24, 2021. This is Pastor Olana. In the first stanzas of our beloved hymn, Amazing Grace, we confess, I was once lost, but now found, was blind, but now I see, in our service book 744. When we say we were lost, we may think of the parable of the prodigal son. We mean that apart from God, like the rest of the world, we do not truly know our real spiritual needs. Likewise, the blindness we confess is our condition, apart from the enlightenment of God's word and deliverance. Blind Bartimaeus in today's gospel, by the enlightenment of God's word, believed that Jesus had the Son of David, is a divine agent, the Son of God, come to save. He had heard through the prophet that one of the first things the Messiah will do would be to open blind eyes, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5. With this blind man, we come today with a heartfelt prayer, have mercy on me, and discover more. Our eyes are enlightened to see God's mercy as we join this man and Jesus' disciples, following him on the way, on the road to Jerusalem. There we discover the mercy and gracious reign and rule of God and the mighty suffering, day the resurrection of our Lord of life. May the Heavenly Father bless you this morning as you worship with us.
Mercy calls us to wash away our sin. However great our trespass, whatever we have been, however long from mercy our hearts have turned away, your precious blood can wash us and make us clean. Father's welcome and pardon for their sin. The past shall be forgotten, a present joy begin, a future grace be promised, a glorious crown in heaven. Our Father calls us, His Holy Spirit waits, His blessed angels gather around the heavens.
Let us pray. O God, the helper of all who call on you, have mercy on us and give us eyes of faith to see your Son, that we may follow him on the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 7 through 9. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nation. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from north country, and gather them from the farthest part of earth, among them the blind and the lame and pregnant woman, and who is in labor, together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with pleas of mercy I will lead them back. I will make them walk by the brooks of water, in a straitened path in which they shall not stumble, for I am a father of Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 23 through 28. The former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by days from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save the outermost, those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sins, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifice daily, first for his own sins and then for those people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priest, but the word of oaths, which comes later than the law, appoints the Son, who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. And they came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And he threw off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Thank you. fulfilled it and brought eternal day. The Spirit now has come to move us, true faith has given. He leads us home to heaven. Oh, praise the freeing one.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman with a devotional Bible study based on the epistle lesson for this Sunday, the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. But first we begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, as we study your word during this Pentecost season, we pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen our faith and inspire us to live as your faithful people with your blessing. Because of your work among us, O Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are and continue to be your people. Therefore, we praise you, our loving and gracious God, and dedicate our lives to you and your will in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. This epistle lesson is the fourth in a series of readings from the letter to the Hebrews. The appointed reading today is chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. Before I read that, please remember that even though Jesus Christ is not named in our reading, most of the pronouns he refer to Jesus Christ. You may remember that at the end of last week's reading in chapter 4, Jesus Christ is referred to as our great high priest. We were told that we can pray to him and receive the help we need, especially in times of temptation. In today's reading, Jesus' priesthood is compared to the Levitical priests of Israel, and is shown to be better than theirs. We begin reading in verse 23. The former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. He did this once for all, when he offered up himself. Indeed, the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests. But the word of the oath, that is God's oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Thus far the reading. Jesus is the true high priest. More than that, he is priest of a higher order. His priestly office marks him out as the ultimate high priest, the mediator who has established God's new and final covenant, his new and ultimate order of things, in which the law of the old covenant is superseded and God's grace holds free and final sway. The whole section is designed to overcome the Judaic tendency to take offense at Jesus at two points where offense by the Jews was likeliest and strongest. First, his shameful death on the cross. And second, the fact that his life and priestly ministry signified the end of the Old Covenant law. The law being mentioned in the law of the Old Covenant, which established the Levitical priesthood. With Christ Jesus, a new covenant and priesthood is established. Even though the Old Covenant was temporary, the people of God still had a hope, the hope of salvation through a gracious and forgiving God. In that hope, God's people could draw near to God in prayer and praise through the priesthood established by God through the descendants of Levi and Aaron. But that old covenant priesthood had several deficiencies. The priests, being sinful, died. The priests had to sacrifice for themselves, therefore, before they could sacrifice for the people. In the new covenant, our priest never dies, because he is both true God and true man, as true man, he is not sinful. He never dies because he is true God, and God is eternal, and therefore does not die. It is in him, then, that we place our hope. This new hope and new priesthood is God's promise at work, promise in its purest form, with the oath of God. In his oath, God commits his life to the blessing of man. His oath gives man the everlasting priest, always alive to make intercession. In other words, the sinless Son who offered up himself in sacrifice for once for all, and thus was made perfect as priest. Christ was made perfect in that he faced temptation without succumbing to sin. Instead, he perfectly obeyed the Father, thereby establishing a perfection that is eternal. Jesus is a perfect high priest forever, so he's able to save completely and for all time. And so the phrase appears, always lives to intercede. His people will never be without a priestly representative. It is in that way that our high priest Jesus Christ is able to meet our every need, especially our need for salvation from sin and its consequences. We know sin has consequences such as death, but there is also the consequence that when we have sinned in a particular way, it may be easier to sin again. And if such a pattern continues, our hearts could be hardened and we would fall away from God and his grace. We do not want that, and it doesn't need to happen if we regularly confess our sins and receive forgiveness from God the Father through Jesus Christ, our high priest who intercedes for us. And this good news gets even better. The old covenant priests used to have to offer sacrifices all the time because they were sinful themselves, but Jesus Christ, because he never sinned, only had to make a sacrifice once, himself on the cross, for us. He was a perfect sacrifice, and he was sacrificed once for all. That is a key phrase in Hebrews. The Levitical priests had to bring daily offerings to the Lord, whereas Jesus sacrificed himself once for all. Levitical priests offered up only animals. Our high priest offered himself, the perfect substitute, man for man. There's been a lot in this reading, much of which may be difficult for us to understand. We've heard about rituals and ceremonies from long ago, the ways that people approached God in prayer then. But a common problem remains. Whenever mankind has sought the presence of God, their sins have been a barrier between them and God. But in his grace and mercy and love, God has given the world his Son, Jesus Christ. He alone is the great high priest who brings the offering that tears down that barrier and opens the way back to God for all people. He offered himself, Jesus the Christ. No one needs to be dismayed who comes to God in the name of his beloved Son. Let all believers be assured that our loving God will deliver us in the time of trial or suffering, in the time of prosperity or poverty, in the time of life or in the hour of death. And finally, he delivers us in the day of judgment. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a new hope through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for perfectly fulfilling the promises of the Father, that our hope in you is valid. O Holy Spirit, we thank you for guiding us in faith to know you as the true God, a loving and forgiving God. We do not want to drift away from your love and grace, nor from our salvation through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we use your word and sacraments faithfully as the means by which you keep us as your people in faith through our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart.
presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Let us close our service with thanksgiving. Praise be to you, O God the Father, who created all things by your power and wisdom, and did so love the world as to give your Son to be our Savior. Praise be to you, O God the Son, for you were made man like us in all things except sinning, and were put to death for our trespasses, and raised for our justification. Praise be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit, that you have led us into all truth, and pour into our hearts the love of God. All praise and glory be to you, O God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. With this, we close our podcast for this Sunday. May the Heavenly Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord, my soul. My soul, nor let his mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises die. 'Tis he forgives thy sins, 'tis he relieves thy pain, 'tis he that heals thy sicknesses and makes thee young again. Thy life with love, when ransomed from the grave, he that redeemed my soul from hell hath sovereign power to save. He fills the poor with good, he gives the sufferers rest, the Lord hath judgments.